Excellent Customer Service. My name is Shani. May I please have the zip code to pull up your account, please?
88240.
Okay, and that's 88240.
Yes.
Thank you. And may I have the first and last name on the account, please?
Jesus Garza.
Thank you, Mr. Garza. Can you verify the address for me?
3801A North Del Paso.
All right, thank you.
88240.
Thank you for that verification. I've located the account here for the Keto Ascend Keto, as well as the Keto Ascend Cleanse. How can I help you?
I canceled that order a long time ago when I canceled the other product that came with. Yours was an add-on that I didn't approve the first time, but I kept it anyways. And then now you guys have pulled more money out of my account without my permission. And I've got the bank investigating this. I need to know if you guys can do something about it, or because I haven't received anything from you guys anyways.
Okay. What happened with the account, Mr. Garza, when you placed the original order for the Keto Ascend Keto as well as the cleanse? You paid the postage of $670 as well as $745. Now, there were some terms and conditions on the checkout page that you did have to check off, verifying that you read and understood before proceeding with the order. Now, the terms that were in agreement allowed a trial of 14 days for you to go ahead and receive both the keto and the cleanse and start trying them out. Now, when you didn't cancel within your 14-day trial, it does bill you the full price for both products, which is $91.89 for your cleanse and $92.90 for your keto. But I'm showing the only charge that did go through is the cleanse. So what I will go ahead and do right now, Mr. Garza, is I'll go ahead and get the account closed out so that way we can avoid that secondary charge of $92.90 that did decline at this time. And then once I'm done getting the account canceled, I'll give you a confirmation number.
Okay, just to let you know, my bank is going after that money because I didn't approve, first of all, for yours. That got added when I bought the other one. And I called and canceled them. They should have canceled you, okay?
And I'm not sure as to which other products that you're talking about, Mr. Garza.
There's two products that I bought, one from them, from Keto. And they said, we recommend this one. And I said, no. All I want is the pill. And they says, well, this comes with it. I said, okay. So it came with it for $14. And then I canceled them, and they should have canceled you because they added you. I didn't add you.
Okay. And I'm still not understanding as the products that you're talking about. Are you talking about the Keto Ascend Keto that you ordered and then the cleanse was added?
Yes.
Okay. When did you call in to cancel?
I called in to cancel that about a week after I got it, over a month and a half ago, and the bank just told me that they thought there was some fraud going on, and they looked into it, and I didn't authorize that purchase because I had already canceled it. And then my bank says, well, why did this one pull money out of your account? And I says, I don't even know who those are. And then I looked into it, and it's something cleanse. And I never even ordered your cleanse. The thing is, they added it to my order without my permission and charged me the $14. So my bank will go after that $91 because...
Okay, well, unfortunately, Mr. Garza, when you do go forward with disputing charges like this with your bank, due to those terms and conditions we're in agreement, what's going to happen is called chargeback to your card. Now, chargeback process is when you won't get a refund. That's what a chargeback is, sir. Is due to your terms and conditions, which it sounds like you weren't aware that you were in agreement with. But in order to process the payment, you did have to agree and give us consent to be able to bill you once you didn't cancel within the trial.
I never gave the cleanse consent for anything, okay? I never gave the cleanse consent for anything at all.
Okay. As far as the cleanse being added, once you placed the original order, were you not aware of your total that you paid?
$14.
Okay, if the cleanse wasn't added, did you call in to cancel, or did you not receive an email confirmation showing that it was ordered?
No. I told them that I did not want that. All I wanted was the pills to try it.
Okay, so you spoke with someone when you placed your order. Is that what I'm understanding?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so if you spoke with someone as far as ordering, did they not cancel the cleanse when you ordered it? Because I'm not showing that it got canceled off.
I never ordered the cleanse. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. I never ordered cleanse. They added it, and then when I canceled them, I figured that would get canceled too. But apparently it's two different products in two different places. But I never called for the cleanse. They added it. And when I canceled,
and it sounds like we're talking about a different account or either different products, because these came together, they were ordered together.
When I ordered, I only ordered one. And when I got it in the mail, there was two bottles.
Right, and the keto as well as the cleanse.
And then I asked them, I said, why am I paying for a second bottle? She goes, you didn't. It's included with the price that you paid.
Okay, well, yeah, we're talking about a totally different account. I'm sorry. It's not going to be this one. So I think we got another account somewhere as far as the billing. But I did go ahead and get the account canceled. Now, as far as the $91.89, again, what will happen on that account is chargeback. Now, in order to issue a refund for you, if you want to give your bank a call and have them contact us, verifying that you want to drop that dispute, that way we can go ahead and issue a refund for it. Other than that, if you go ahead and pursue that dispute, you won't be issued a refund once they conclude that due to the terms and conditions were in agreement.
Okay.
But
oh,
they can
fine.
Also they can also further advise you of chargeback process.
Okay. Yeah, so because I talked to them yesterday, and they're the ones that gave me your number.
Right, and that's why they advise you to give us a call first before you go forward with doing the dispute due to the terms and conditions. But being that you've already put the dispute forward, if you want to continue the dispute, that's on you. But unfortunately, once that dispute completes, you won't get a refund. Even though they're saying, yeah, we'll dispute it, we'll get you your money back. What's going to happen is they'll issue a temporary courtesy refund, which will be the $91.89. And then a couple days later, once they see your account and showing that you are in agreement with the terms and all of your info matches, this account is not considered fraudulent. So they'll go ahead and reissue that $91.89 back to this account. So we're just trying to stop that from happening. So if we could speak with them and get that dispute dropped, we can go ahead and get the refund issued at that time.
Okay. I'll call them and have the dispute dropped, and they'll call you today.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, I do have that cancellation number for you if you're ready, confirming we canceled the account.
Second. Let me get something to write with. I'm just getting ready to head to work.
Okay.
I see. Okay, what's the number?
The number 8, D is in David, C is in Charlie, F is in Frank, E is in Edward, the number 0, B is in boy, the number 8, D is in David, the number 4.
Okay, that was 8, D, C, F, E, O, 3, 8, D, 4.
That's correct.
All right. I'll get this to the bank.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Garza. Is there anything else that I can do for you?
No, not at all.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling customer service. You enjoy your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.